Grammar notes. 1. The word
bằng
is used to indicate the material from which something is made. It may function as a preposition.
Cái bàn này làm bằng gỗ.
This desk is made of wood. The verb
làm
can be omitted and then
bằng
may also function as a predicate.
Cái bàn này bằng gỗ.
This desk is made of wood. The word
bằng
in combination with a noun may function as an attribute modifying a noun which is already modified by other word or words.
Tôi không thích bàn lớn bằng gỗ.
I don't like big wooden desks. If the noun is not modified by other word or words,
bằng
is not used.
Tôi không thích bàn gỗ.
I don't like wooden desks.
2. The particle
to,
of course, surely, is placed at the end of an affirmative statement to emphasize the certainty of the fact.
Tối nay, chị có đi khiêu vũ không?
Are you going dancing tonight?
Đi chứ. Có chứ.
Sure I am.
3. The word
mời
to invite is placed at the beginning of a sentence to make a request and is followed by a second personal pronoun to denote a polite invitation for someone to do something and can be translated as please.
Mời anh ngồi.
Please take a seat.
Mời bác vào đây.
Please come in. 4. In Vietnamese, there is a group of verbs that demands two objects. The first object indicates what is given, direct object, and the other indicates the person who accepts what is given, indirect object. This group includes
bán, mua, gửi, cho,
to give,
đưa,
to pass,
chuyển,
to forward,
tặng,
to present, make a gift to,
giao, trả, nộp,
to hand in, turn in,
viết,
etc. The preposition
cho
is used to link the direct object to the indirect object. Subject plus predicate plus direct object plus
cho
plus indirect object.
Tôi mua sách cho bạn tôi.
I bought a book for my friend. If the direct object is modified by other words, the direct object may either precede the indirect object or follow it.
Tôi mua một cuốn sách mới cho bạn tôi. Tôi mua cho bạn tôi một cuốn sách mới.
I bought a new book for my friend. The verb
cho
is used without the preposition
cho,
and the indirect object always precedes the direct object.
Tôi cho bạn tôi sách.
I gave my friend a book.
Tôi cho bạn tôi mấy quyển sách tiếng Việt.
I gave my friend a few books in Vietnamese. The verb
tặng
is used with the preposition
cho
if the direct object precedes the indirect object.
Tôi tặng sách cho bạn tôi.
I presented a book to my friend. The preposition
cho
is not used if the indirect object is followed by the direct object.
Tôi tặng bạn tôi sách.
I presented my friend a book. 5. In spoken Vietnamese, the particle
đâu
placed at the end of a negative sentence emphasizes the negation.
Anh ấy không biết gì đâu. Đừng hỏi anh ấy.
He knows nothing. Don't ask him. The particle
đâu
may be used along with
có
in an assertive sentence to convey the negation emphatically. In that case, the particle
có
is placed immediately before the verb and the particle
đâu
is placed at the end of the sentence.
Anh ấy có biết gì đâu.
He knows nothing. 6. The pronoun
người ta
they is used to refer to people in general, like the German man or the French on.
Người ta không thích anh ấy.
They don't like him. 7. The word
thôi,
the main meaning of which is to stop doing something, to quit, is used to introduce a sentence to express the meaning enough said.
Thôi, đừng nói nữa.
That's enough. Don't talk any longer. 8. The preposition
về,
on, about, of, relating to, is used to indicate the object of perception or thought.
Nói về lịch sử Việt Nam.
To speak of Vietnamese history.
Cuốn sách về kinh tế.
A book on economics.
Bàn về hoạt động của câu lạc bộ.
To discuss the activities of the club.